Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, June 27th, 2021. Now, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I am so blessed to have in the house with me my beautiful Spirit Alive family in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Apostle and Prophetess Holloway, our illustrious and beautiful Speaker of the Hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers. And on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this morning service. And it is our fervent prayer that you will experience something on this morning that will cause you to give God honor, glory, and praise, and live a more abundant life in him. So right now, we are going to prepare to get this praise party started, and we are going to go to opening prayer with Minister Tina Brown. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, thanking you for another beautiful day that you have given us to worship and praise you this morning. We ask that you lift up our speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta. Let those who have ears to hear, hear her message today that you are going to put into her thoughts and her words to be able to give us your worship and praise for all that you do for us, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for the Spirit Alive Ministry and all that you do through the ministry. And we thank you for the listeners today who are listening, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
We just thank you so much for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, my dear. Hallelujah. The beautiful, the incomparable, the ever worshipful Yolanda Adams, singing I Want to Be Ready. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And we are so blessed to have the mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, come each and every week to give us a life lesson that will fuel us throughout the week. So won't you please give your undivided attention to our beloved mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, as she reads this morning's meditational reading. Amen.
Good morning, saints. God bless you, and I love each and every one of you, whether I know you or not. The powerful lesson reads as follows. It comes from the Destined Terrain devotional by Pastor Joseph Prince. It's entitled, Blessed Wherever You Are. And we're going to be looking at the third verse of Deuteronomy 28. And it says, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Now, saints, you may have heard of people who think that to have better luck, they have to move to a new home, work for a certain company, or even migrate to another country. The truth is that it's not the place that gets you the blessing, but whether God's blessing is on you. And for you, child of God, children of God out there, you are already blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Read Ephesians 1 and 3. He has paid for your blessing with his blood. So the blessing is not on the land, but on the man. It was in the city of Jerusalem that Jesus was whipped, cursed, and spat on. And it was outside the city on Calvary Hill that he was pierced and crucified. That is why you are blessed in the city as well as outside in the country. In fact, you are blessed regardless of your location. Perhaps you work in a non-Christian company and your boss doesn't quite like you. In fact, he sometimes mistreats you. But God can still bless you in spite of your boss. You get blessed because you believe God for it. It has nothing to do with your boss or the company. Why then don't you seem to see the blessings? My friend, if you don't see the blessings, check what you have been believing and saying. Some people complain and blame everyone and everything around them, their parents, race, gender, environment, and government for their lack of blessings. Beloved, I want you to believe and confess that you are blessed because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, not because you are of a certain race or work in a certain place. It does not matter where you work or live, what color your skin is, or what you do for a living. If God blesses you, you are blessed. And it is all because of Jesus. So say to yourself, I am blessed wherever I am, blessed in the city and blessed in the country. May God may the Lord add blessings and favor upon the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his righteous word. The thought for the day, God's blessing is not on the land, but on the man. And that means mankind, all of us. His blessing is upon us, not the land. Amen.
When the trials press in and the tears won't stop, I want to think it's some strange thing, but it's really just you, Father, allowing all this stuff and pressure to push me closer to you. I need to say, pushing me, Lord. pushing me, Lord. Push me, Lord. I wanna be there.
Better, 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 better
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time where we just come together as a family, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. This is the time when we pray for our unsaved loved ones, the time that we lift up our governments, the time that we lift up those issues that we can no longer carry around ourselves. Hallelujah. Because here when we pray trusting and believing that God will move on our behalf because he is an on-time God. He is always there, and he never leaves us nor forsakes us. So right now, we are going to go to the Lord in prayer, and we are going to lay our petitions, our supplications on his throne of grace. So right now, I want you to clear your mind. Get yourself focused. And I want you to stand with Minister Tina and Apostle and Prophetess Holloway and Apostle Zeta and hallelujah, Sister Gladys and hallelujah, Minister Anthony and my sister Kathy Horton. Stand with us. Touch and agree with us as we take our issues to the Lord. Oh, Most High, we come right now to your throne of grace, first and foremost, thanking you. We thank you, Father God, that we live, move, and we have our very being in you. Lord God, we want to come thanking you for your darling son, Jesus, because it is through our faith in him that we have access to you. So, Lord, we just ask this morning, if we have did, thought, said anything that is not like you, we ask that you forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will stand up and sit up in us in a way, Lord God, that we can be healed, delivered, and transformed. Now, Lord God, we come this morning laying the sick and the shut in on your mercy seat. Because we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, the almighty healer, the physician that has never lost a patient. So, Lord, we come thanking you right now for your healing power. We know that you are walking down through the hospitals, the convalescent homes, the hospices, Lord God. You are in every sick room, Lord God, where there is a saint that is calling on your name saying, Abba, Father. So we want to thank you this morning, Lord. Lord God, we want to thank you for being our provider, because you said in your holy word, you have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. And Lord, you have been keeping us and sustaining us through a pandemic, through the storms of life, through the trials of life. You have been right here, Father God, covering us with your victorious banner, Jehovah Nissi. And we just want to thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, my peace, in the midst of chaos today. Lord, we come laying those broken families on your mercy seat today. We know that the enemy is trying to destroy families from the inside out. He is turning daughters against mothers, fathers against sons, husbands against wives. But Lord God, we know that is not your way. Your kingdom is based on family principles. So, Lord, we just pray right now that, hallelujah, your love would be the ties that bind. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that these families would come to you on their knees together, Lord God, and allow you to pour into them what is needed so that they might work as a cohesive unit for your glory. And, Lord, we come laying the homeless, the hurting, the discouraged, the lost. We lay them on your mercy seat this morning, Father God. And we just pray that today would be the day that they would allow you to be the lifter of their head, that they would seek your face and your righteousness so that all things could be added unto them. Lord, you are a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless, a brother to the brotherless. Lord God, you are all in all, and we have everything that we need in you. You have declared and decreed in you. We lack absolutely nothing. So, Lord, we pray today that your saints will believe what you have said about them. We want them to believe today, Father God, that they are more than conquerors, that you have made them. They are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image. And, Lord, we pray that they would know and understand when you say something, you mean it, and they would trust and believe it. So they won't have to live in fear. They don't have to live in doubt. They don't have to live in discouragement. They don't have to live in depression. Because as long as they are standing on your holy word, God, their minds and their spirits will be renewed. And Lord God, I want to thank you right now for every blessing, financial blessing, that you are pouring into the people of God. Not because a soothsayer spoke it, but because you have declared we will prosper as our souls prospers. And that means spiritually, emotionally, and physically and financially, Father. So I want to thank you right now for those new businesses that are coming into existence, for those new businesses that you have just established. Lord God, we're praising you right now for the gifts and talents of the young ones that are coming behind us, Jesus. And we pray for our young people today. We pray, Lord, that you would not allow the enemy to sift them as wheat. We pray in the name of Jesus that they would not get caught up in the vices of this world and that their heart would not be hardened before they even have a chance to allow that small seed of faith to grow. Now, Lord, we come understanding that you are God Almighty and you are sovereign. You're God all by yourself. So this day, we're just praying that your will be done in the government, because we know that the government sits upon your shoulders. And we know, Father God, that nothing takes you by surprise. So, Lord, we pray that every elected official who calls themselves a Christian will operate according to your principles and not the principles of this world. We pray, Father God, that politicians would stop using you as rhetoric to get a vote and start living for you to get the victory. Amen. Amen. And Father, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus for every place of worship that is open in your name today, whether it be in a building, whether it be on Zoom, whether it be on a radio podcast, Lord, where you said wherever two or more are gathered, you are in the midst. So, Lord, we pray that you are truly being worshiped today. You are truly being glorified today. We pray that you just continue to bless our anointed speaker today and every servant leader of the Spirit Alive family. And, Lord, I pray that you will continue to use us as a living example of your love, as a living example of your humility, as a living example of what grace and mercy and compassion in action look like. And Lord, we pray it all in your mighty Son Jesus' name, and we give you all the honor and the glory. Let the church of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. And saints of God, I am always so blessed and always so excited to bring to you our speaker of the hour today, because she is truly a humble servant of God who, in all of her humility, is powerful, and she is anointed and Holy Ghost filled and Holy Ghost led and Holy Ghost fed. Hallelujah. And she just brings the word of God in a way that, hallelujah, whether you've been in church all your life or you just came into the kingdom yesterday, you're going to get this and you're going to understand. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others one whom you've heard quite often here on the Spirit Alive Network, a woman that I am blessed to call my pastor, my friend, and my apostle, and my mom. Hallelujah. So I present to you Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless everybody. And thank you so much, Bishop Shirlene, for that beautiful introduction. Praise the Lord. I will make sure that I carry it out in the name of the Lord. Praise God. The Lord has really been dealing with me lately on this topic for today, the theme, Don't Be Caught Unprepared. Praise God. And, you know, it's just so important to be prepared, because the greatest one that is over us has prepared us. And if we are not prepared, he certainly will prepare us if we allow him to do so. Praise God. And I just have a question here. Does everybody realize that all things are working for your good? And according
Amen.
To the Word
that,
of God,
Pastor,
all things are working for our good. And oftentimes it doesn't seem like it, because it seems like everything is getting in the way of what we have to do, or what we feel like we're led to do, or what God is preparing us to do, where we're just going to have those kinds of things are going to happen. Because first of all, the enemy doesn't want us, praise God, to do the will of God, to do the will of our Father. And so there's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be forks in the road. There's going to be all kinds of things that are going to take place to prevent us from being where we need to be in Christ Jesus. But, you know, our trust in him is so important, that we continue to trust God no matter what we have to face, no matter what mountain we might have to climb or what Goliath we might have to meet. We can know and have the confidence in God, hallelujah, that whatever he has prepared for us and whatever he has called us to do, whatever that mission is, the assignment is, we can still do it. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, what we are confronted with, because he has given us power and authority, hallelujah, to tread upon serpents and scorpions, hallelujah. And he said that nothing will harm us. And so we are going to go through some stuff in this life, but we can still be prepared, because he wants us to be prepared in order that we might help others also to be prepared when Jesus comes. Amen. Hallelujah. And all of this comes together. Praise God. I'm going to just have a brief word of prayer before I get into it. Hallelujah. Pray, Father God, I just look to you this morning for your help, God. Hallelujah. I stand humbly before you, asking, Lord, that you would bless me to give the very words that you would have your people to hear this morning. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Holy Spirit, I welcome you to guide me, to speak through me, hallelujah, that I might speak the word, the words, hallelujah, of God in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it. I thank you that you are my helper. I thank you that you're my guide. I thank you that you bring all things to my remembrance when I have need of them. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be caught unprepared. I certainly don't want to be caught unprepared. Praise God. And I know that all things are working for my good. Praise God, because that is the word of God. God has made a way for all of us, praise God, hallelujah, to be ready when he comes, hallelujah. So we don't have to feel defeated no matter what's going on. We are walking in victory. If we're really trusting God and trusting the one that we know, praise God, hallelujah, gain victory. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, was victorious. So we are victorious also because of him, because everything he did was about us, praise God. So we can walk in that victory, praise God, hallelujah. I really enjoyed the songs that were that came forth this morning. I want to be ready, and also intentional. That one always touches my heart, because everything God does is intentional. Praise God. And we just need to line up with him that we also, whatever we do, will be intentional. Hallelujah. And that it will be the very thing that he would have us to do. God, I'm going to share a few things, and I'm going to be skipping around a little bit, but I'm trusting that the Holy Spirit will bring it all together in the end. Amen. One of the scriptures I want to read right now comes out of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, as we know, was a prophet. I'm going to read out of the first chapter of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 1, verse 4 and 5. And this is when, and I may read a few more of those scriptures. When the Lord came to Jeremiah, and the fourth verse, it says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee as a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth." And that's what we want him to do. We want him to put his words into our mouth. So with whatever we have to say to anyone, it's going to be righteous and it's going to be truth. It is so important, hallelujah, that we tell people the truth, hallelujah. Not leaving out anything, not sugarcoating any of the words, but to put it out there just the way the Lord would have us to do it. Praise God. Because if we tell people the truth, people can be saved. People can be delivered. People can be set free. So we don't want to hold back on his word in any way or form. We must let people know the truth. Hallelujah. And to be able to back it up with the word of God. Hallelujah. Because it's so important. We don't want anybody to miss out. We don't want anybody to be caught unprepared because of us. praise God, because we didn't say it the way it was supposed to be said. We didn't speak it like he gave it to us. We didn't read it out of the Word of God like it was printed. Praise God. So we have to be careful in that area, because it's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Praise God. We can't just have a part of God's word. We must have the entire truth. We must utilize and focus on the true word of God, the whole of the matter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what brings about true confession. When we're ministering to people, those of us that are leaders, we have to be really careful that we give them the whole truth. Hallelujah. That they know everything that God is saying about their situation or whatever they're going through or whatever plan that they have for their lives. Hallelujah. Because people plan their own lives out, and they tend to want to follow in what they think is right, but it may not always be right. And so there's correction needed along the way. So we must always make sure that they know the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Speaking of Jeremiah here, I'm going to read a little bit more. It says, Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. And see, I have this day set over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Hallelujah. And that's what God does. When he sends out his word, he hastens to perform it. Hallelujah. Meaning that God is going to do what he said he will do. Praise God. And we can bank on it. We can stand on it. We can know that it is true. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we don't want to be caught unprepared. So we go to God to get our instructions, and then we follow our instructions. Praise God. Because it's not just about us. There are others, hallelujah, that are depending on us. Hallelujah, that we need to reach, that we need to get to, that we need to help, that we need to lift up. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that they may walk, hallelujah, in the ways of the Lord, and that in the end they will be prepared. But the Lord wants us to be prepared now in every way. Praise God. He wants us to be ready, hallelujah, to face whatever situation we need to face. Hallelujah, so that we can continue on. Because sometimes, and I'm speaking this because I have gone through some really hard stuff lately, and I knew that no matter what, hallelujah, I went before a judge recently just because I am claiming back everything that the devil has stole from me. Hallelujah. And so sometimes we have to go into the enemy's court to take back what he stole from us. And so, sometimes we can go into the court, we can go before the judge and all of this, and it might not seem like things are going in your favor. However, we've got to know and to realize that we have favor with God. And no matter what's going on, hallelujah, God is the one that will take care of us. I mean, you know, he is greater than any situation. He's greater than the attorneys. He's greater than the judge in the courtroom. And he's greater than anything. There is nothing over him. Hallelujah. He is over everything, everyone and everything. Hallelujah. Everything belongs to God. And so when we have to face these battles, we just have to know that God is the one that is in control. Hallelujah. He is the one. Praise God. We have, he gives us favor. He produces great victories. Hallelujah. In the midst of great impossibilities. Praise God. Hallelujah. He produces honor in the midst of your adversaries. Hallelujah. And we know that we have them, but it's okay because he has prepared us. Hallelujah. We are not unprepared unless we have just allowed Satan to take complete control over us, and we don't have to do that when we can walk in his power. Hallelujah, that he has granted us. Praise God. He made us above all the other things. When he made man, he made us above all the other things that he made also. Praise God. So we are God's favored. We are his favorite. Praise God. Hallelujah. He restores. He restores everything that the enemy steals from us. Hallelujah. He produces. Through his favor, he produces supernatural increase and promotion for us. Hallelujah. He produces recognition, even when you seem the least likely to have it. Hallelujah. He still does it. Praise God. He does everything for us. We just have to know that God is the one that we can depend on. At all times, no matter what is going on, hallelujah, no matter what the enemy is holding up, hallelujah, God is still going to come through for you. Amen? So he wants us to be prepared, not be caught unprepared, hallelujah. And there's no reason that we should be caught unprepared because we just need to follow his steps, follow his orders, hallelujah, and do the things that he told us to do. Praise God. Let's see. One second here. Anyway, I have a question here. Is your future secure? Because that's what we have to be mindful of, is making sure that our future is secure. Hallelujah. So we have to be firm in our belief. We don't take down, hallelujah, just because something has come up against us that seems like it's too hard to battle. Hallelujah. Those are the times that the Lord tells us sometimes to stand still. Hallelujah. And he'll let us know that the battle is not ours. Hallelujah. The battle is his. Hallelujah. We have to face some situations, but he is there for us. Hallelujah. Making sure that our future is secure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will do it for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll let us know that there is, he has called us to greatness because he is great. Praise God. There is a greatness inside of you. Hallelujah. Remember, there is a king in you. Hallelujah. Remember, praise God, hallelujah, who lives and dwells in you. Hallelujah. If you have totally given your life over to Christ Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah. Living and dwelling. Hallelujah. He's abiding. Hallelujah. We're abiding in him and he's abiding in us. Praise God. So we don't have to worry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said that, in Psalms 139:14, David said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, hallelujah, and that my soul knoweth right well. Praise God. So we have so much in Christ Jesus. One second here, get to my notes.
just want to say here, as God's children through Jesus, we are seated in heavenly places with the Lord. Hallelujah. And sometimes we just need to be still and know that he is God, know that he is in control, not fretting or squirming feeling like we're not in our heavenly position, praise God. But we don't want to get into that mindset, you know, of Adam and Eve, praise God. Hallelujah. We don't want to go ahead of God. We want to be in that place with God, hallelujah, where he wants us to be. Praise God. we are to possess God's life. The life of him we want in us. Praise God. In other words, we want the mind of Christ, his wisdom, his understanding. Praise God. And his way. Praise God. We need to know that. Hallelujah. Know that the devil is defeated. Hallelujah. Let God arise and defeat your enemies. Hallelujah. Praise God. Allow him to heal you. Hallelujah. To make you whole. To restore you in all areas. Hallelujah. And to know that whatever ails you, you can take it to God in prayer, confessing his word and believing God for your rights and the promises that he's made for you. Hallelujah. And the inheritance, praise God, that we don't miss it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because that is why Jesus shed his blood for us in the first place. Hallelujah. That we could be restored back to our Heavenly Father through Jesus. Hallelujah. That we can be whole and complete in our spirit, our soul, and our body. Hallelujah. And not let anyone rob us of our inheritance. And to know who we really are in God. Hallelujah. Where we came from. Hallelujah. Where you are seated. We're seated in heavenly places with our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we can be content in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he had us in mind even before the foundation of this world was formed. Praise God. We are to become his ambassadors of Christ. Hallelujah. And his kingdom, reconciling men and women to Christ. We are called by the Lord to be restorers of the breach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we can do it through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Allowing him to teach us, to guide us. Hallelujah. In every way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that we can have that divine, hallelujah, relationship with God. Hallelujah. And that's what he wants. He wants to have a relationship with us. You know, we can say that we know him, but we need to really have a relationship with our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are restored to that place in God. You know, before the fall of Adam and Eve, we know the story. I know most of us do, about what happened in the garden when God gave them a beautiful place and all they needed to do was tend the garden. Hallelujah. But Satan tricked them. Hallelujah. Tricked Eve, and then her husband went along with it, Adam, and so that was why, hallelujah, we ended up in a situation where when we were born in sin, praise God, with the need of a Savior, hallelujah. But we do know that God made a way, hallelujah. He made a way through his son Jesus, hallelujah, that we could be restored back. Hallelujah. The way God intended in the beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are not left, hallelujah, without God's help. We have his help at any time. Hallelujah. We can go to God at any time. Just know that he has called us to greatness. Hallelujah. In him. Praise God. We can't be great by ourselves. We needed a Savior. Hallelujah. And we have the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in our lives. And he teaches us his way, praise God. And if we walk in his way, we will not be left, hallelujah, unprepared. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just have a little bit more to share. And then I will be closing out soon. I wanted to talk a little bit about salvation and how God wants us to work out our own salvation in fear
yes,
and trembling.
Okay.
My note says the fear of God is always very important in our relationship with the Lord. This type of fear that I'm talking about here is knowing that God is in control, reverencing him, knowing who he is. Hallelujah. He will perform his will to 100%. Amen. Whatever he says he will do, he will. There, and we really have no other choice. He is the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Matthew, I think it's Matthew 10 and 28 says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear God, which is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell. And that's what we want to miss. We want to miss hell. We don't want to go there when God has prepared an eternal place for us where we can be with him forever. Hallelujah. Okay, this fear means to walk humbly and be in awesome respect and reverential awe for him. Continuously loving and obeying the Lord with all that we are to acknowledge him over all the areas of our lives. There is one way, and that way is through his son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that he is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. Praise God. We are so fortunate. We are so blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He doesn't want us to be blinded. He doesn't want us to be arrogant. He doesn't want us to be self-deceived. God will not be mocked. Praise God. We must trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we need to acknowledge him. And then we can count on him directing our paths. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we don't want to be wise in our own eyes and think that we can just do it without God. It's too many people thinking that they can do things without God. They have a certain amount of money, so they feel like they're in control. They can do what they want to do. They can have what they want to have. But, you know, it's really, we're in a dangerous place if we leave God out. Praise God. If we ease him out, praise God. What do we have? Nothing. Hallelujah. So we need to be mindful, hallelujah, that we need God, that that's the only way that we're going to make it, that he's our only hope. Hallelujah. And we want to be made righteousness. I mean, we want to be the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We want to be like him. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to be where he's taking us. Hallelujah. Because he's taking us somewhere. Hallelujah. God is on the move. Hallelujah. He's got places for us to go. He's got things for us to do. Hallelujah. There's still that we need to meet that don't know him yet. Praise God. So we want to be mindful of that. Hallelujah. And be in the place with God. Hallelujah. Where we are to be. Let him lead us. Let him direct us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And be ready to stand for what we believe and to command that Satan move out of the way and all these things that are seemingly holding us back. Hallelujah. He told us that we could speak to the mountain, and that mountain's got to move. Hallelujah. So that we can get to the place in God where he's taking us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's taking us places, hallelujah, that we never dreamed of. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Places that we never thought we would go. Hallelujah. Because there's somebody there that he wants us to reach. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I thank God. I thank him for my life. I thank him for every trial, tribulations that I've been through. Because when we go through these things, it is the making of us. Hallelujah. So that he can use us. Hallelujah. So that we can have some experience. Hallelujah. So that we can know what it's all about. It's not easy. He didn't promise us that this would be easy. But we can still have joy on the journey. Hallelujah. As we journey with God, we can still have joy and we can still get to that place where he's taken us, because he has gone there already and he has prepared a place for us. Hallelujah. He tells us in John 14 that he has prepared a place for us. Hallelujah. But he also wants us to be blessed here. Hallelujah. And enjoy ourselves, enjoy one another, fellowshipping with one another. Hallelujah. Being kind toward one another. Hallelujah. In fellowship with one another, in harmony with one another. Hallelujah. And we can have it right here. Hallelujah. The greater is yet to come. But he wants us to enjoy our place in him right now. Hallelujah. Right where we are. He blesses us wherever we are, and he blesses us wherever he sends us. And we just have to know that. And I was thinking about what Mother Mitchell was saying in the beginning before it was time for the message. She was saying, we are blessed wherever we are. Hallelujah. And we just have to know that. Hallelujah. We are blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not cursed. We are blessed. Hallelujah. And she said, the blessings are upon all mankind. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to bless us. Hallelujah. He wants to. Praise God. And she said, you've been blessed because you believe God for it. That's why we're blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And she also said that we're blessed because Jesus' finished work is already done. It was done on the cross. Hallelujah. For us. For us. So you see, we have so much to be thankful for, no matter what's going on. Hallelujah. The Lord is blessing us every day. Every day. Hallelujah. The Bible says he daily loadeth his benefits upon us. And so every day we can thank him, no matter what is trying to get in our way, no matter what we're faced with, no matter what we have to do to get where we're going. Hallelujah. We're going, and we're going in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we're going prepared. Hallelujah. Because he has made the way. Hallelujah. For us. Hallelujah. So we don't have to feel stuck. Hallelujah. We don't have to feel like we're imprisoned. Hallelujah. Because Jesus came to set us free. Hallelujah. And he said, hallelujah, he would set us free and we would be free indeed. Hallelujah. Free in every way. Free to do his will. Free to live for him. Free to tell others about him. Hallelujah. So I thank God. I thank him for that. I thank him that I am prepared. Hallelujah. I thank him that I am on the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm traveling with Jesus. I'm on a good journey. Hallelujah. And I know that one day I'm going to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. And that should be our aim. Hallelujah. All of the things that we're focusing on
right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, should be to prepare us for our destiny. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and to prepare us to meet Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we meet him, hallelujah, I want it to be, hallelujah, that everything that I was supposed to do is done. Everything he told me to do is done. Hallelujah. I don't want to be caught unprepared. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
When Jesus comes, I want to go back with him knowing that I'm prepared, hallelujah, to spend the rest of my eternal days, hallelujah, life, hallelujah, with my master. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. God bless
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just pray that someone got something, hallelujah, out of what I believe the Holy Spirit directed me to say. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is the answer. He's the answer
yes,
for
he
everything.
Is. Yes,
everything.
He is. Amen.
Hallelujah. And as we want to be prepared, we want also others to be prepared as well. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
So remember that. Remember that.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Somebody is watching you. Hallelujah. Somebody is following
thank you.
You,
Lord.
But who are you following? Hallelujah. God
there
bless
you. Hallelujah. All glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
All
right. What a phenomenal message we heard this morning. Hallelujah. It was crisp. It was clear. It was straight to the point. I heard my sister apostle say, when Jesus come back, you can't get ready. You better be ready. Because you ain't going to have no time to get ready. But what I'm going to do at this time is I'm going to ask my beautiful sister, hallelujah, evangelist, Kathy Horton, to come on into the room and do what she does, her and the Lord does best. And that is to invite all of you into a relationship, not a church, not a religion, but into a relationship with Jesus. And then she will pray, and that will be followed by comments from our servant leaders. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Horton, come on in the room.
God bless you, saints. God bless everybody's listening. That was a wonderful, wonderful message. We want to be prepared when Jesus comes, but there's first things first. There's first things you got to do. There's one thing you got to do first. You have to believe who Jesus is. Until you do that, you're not prepared. Now, if you want to be prepared,
amen.
This day, choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's how you start the preparation. And from that point on, the word says you're his child. And every parent hears his child. That she said, and it was also beautiful, your future is secure in Jesus Christ. Your future is secure in nothing else. I don't care how much education you have. That's all well and wonderful. But your future is secure in Jesus Christ. So to prepare yourself and to develop a relationship with Jesus Christ, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you can believe that, I want you to repeat after me because there's a blessing in it. The word said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. All the preparations, God has made preparations when he sent his son Jesus to save us because he knew we were going to mess up and he prepared everything for us. So now you have the opportunity to prepare yourself. So see, because you're a free will agent, you can do what you want. But if you want a better life, if you want a future in the Lord, if you want eternity with Jesus Christ, if you want to dwell in the love of God, and I mean you can dwell in the love of God, let's prepare yourself right now. Repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sins and all my unrighteousness. Thank you for your son, Jesus, for dying for my sin and shedding his blood that I may have eternal life with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, I ask you to direct my path and help me to walk holy and upright in your sight in the name of Jesus. And prepare me, Lord, for a work that my life may glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. See, it's not hard.
Amen.
Lord, that's all it takes. That is not hard. That's all. Just believe in your heart. Now, I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Thank you for this. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Thank you for us having access to you. Thank you for this program that you have put out there where there could be those who could be saved. Thank you for the bishop. Now, thank you, Lord, for the new saints, for the new converts, for the new family members in the name of Jesus. Thank you for them. Now, I ask you to touch their hearts and minds. Satan's going to come back
right
after
now,
this. But Father, give them strength to resist all temptation in the name of Jesus. Help them to be fruitful witnesses. Help them to be a light wherever they go, even to the point of bringing in their friends and their family into the family of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, give their lives a glory, hallelujah, that you may use them, that you may use them. Father, we ask these blessings. Oh, and give them great faith. Give them great faith. And when they read the word, give them understanding of your word. Give them the revelation of your word in the name of Jesus. And, Father, thank you for this moment, and we give you the honor and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Ladies, saints, thank you, Jesus. Look what he's sharing with me right now. Those of you that have backslidden, come on back. Glory to God.
Come on.
Thank you. Those
come
of you that have passed,
amen.
Come on back. This is the opportunity. The Lord is knocking at your heart right now. This is not a coincidence that you're listening to this program. This is not just a happenstance.
That's right.
God is calling you back. Right. Thank you for bringing that to me. Thank you right now. Come on back. Receive God. If you repent, you know what to do. You receive God right now. Thank you, Father. Keep those that backslid but come back today. Thank you, Lord. And we give you the honor and we give you the praise. God bless you, saints. Be blessed this week.
Amen. We will now hear comments from the servant leaders of this assembly, and we're going to start today with Mother Mitchell on. And we have quite a few in here this morning, and I know you all have a word. So we're going to start with Mother Mitchell, and that is going to be followed by Prophetess and Apostle Holloway. Amen.
God bless you, saints. I just love you, Apostle Zeta. You're my friend and my sister in Christ. I don't know what we would do without you. We love you. And I, first of all, I want to say I was loved title, the sermon, sermon title, Don't Be Caught Unprepared. Because when you're caught unprepared, you miss so many things. You're not in a relationship with the Creator. You're not in His will. We need to create, He will create victory among our adversaries for us. He will restore all things that we need to get back from the old devil that he stole from us. We need to stand still sometimes, she said, and know that he is God. And don't get ahead of God. Don't play like you're God. You can't even do the little things God asks you to do sometimes. We fall short on that, so don't think you can be big as God, because you can't. So young people, people in Christ, know that he did all and went to the cross, and his finished work reconciles us back to him. This is what I heard my sister Zeta say, and it's all true. Keep the words of the Lord in your mouth, and if you're going to speak, speak all the truth, not just a little piece of the truth. Speak the truth and know you can back it up with Scripture. If you don't know how to say it good, young people, get you a Bible and just read the words from the Bible to them. Share the word with them. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for this day. I thank you for my sister, Evangelist Zeta. We always get such a good and blessed word from her.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Tina, come on into the room. Hallelujah. We want to give everybody an opportunity to share. Hallelujah. So come on in the room, dear.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That was a beautiful message. A message that we all needed to hear to be prepared for the Lord and not be left behind. Thank you so much, Apostle Zeta, for that beautiful message. And as always, thank you to Kathy Horton, Sister Kathy Horton, for her message as well. I love when she does that message. It's so awesome. Thank you to everyone who has been able to hear today this beautiful message that the Lord delivered through Apostle Zeta. Thank you, and God bless you all. Love you.
Amen. Okay, Apostle and Prophetess, come on in the room.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for the word, Apostle Zeta. We've got to be prepared. And how do we be prepared? Just stay in the word. I kept hearing this. Stay with God is what I'm hearing. Stay with God no matter what happens. Stay on the road. Stay on your journey with God. Yes, things, bad things are going to happen, and God brings us out, and what we feel is bad is really a lesson learned at times. So it's just a wonderful word to stay prepared, stay in God.
Amen. We give God praise, glory. We give God praise, glory, and honor for the word today. Being prepared, be ready. Be also ready.
Yeah.
So we just stay in the word, stay prayed up, and you will be ready. And whatever it is that you need to be ready for, God is there, and as you seek God, you'll be ready. Be ready.
Yes.
Whatever He has for you to do,
Yes.
You'll be ready.
Yes.
So we thank God for the word this morning. Amen.
Amen. All right, our beautiful sister Gladys, come on in the room, child. Get your praise on.
Giving God all the praises and glory today and honor. I thank God for the message that went forth on today by Apostle Zeta, which was really good. What I got out of that message was to be bold in the truth of the Lord.
That's right.
Our being is fully formed. He can use you no matter what age you are. He can speak to you to speak to others. Listen, God is going to do what He said He's going to do.
Yes.
He brings, and then also, God, He brings you to it to see you through it. He's in control.
Yes.
We have no control over our situation. It was put forth in front of us, so He can guide us and see us through it.
Yes.
We just have to trust and believe.
That's good.
We
right
just
there.
Have to trust and believe and be gentle with our words.
Yeah.
Be gentle. Yeah. Keep hearing that gentleness. And I just thank God. I thank God for what He's doing. I thank God for His ministry. I thank God for the growth. Oh, my God. I just thank God. I thank God, and I love
thank
you all.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And
thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we just
you,
praise
Jesus.
God today for that wonderful word that we all heard on today. It truly blessed me. Hallelujah. It's like, you know, when we just be obedient, when we humbly submit to the will and the word and the spirit of the Most High God, we will always be prepared. Because as Apostle Zeta said, God does not want us to be caught off guard. He doesn't want us to be overtaken. He doesn't want us to be overrun. And because nothing surprises Him about us, when we listen to His voice, we will always be prepared. And I praise God today that not only do I strive to be prepared, I strive so that I will one day hear my Lord and Savior say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You ran the race that I put before you. You obeyed my will. You obeyed my word. You were my righteousness. You reconciled men back to me for my glory.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear Him say that.
Glory.
So I want to thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that beautiful word, because we do need to be prepared. We can't be talking about we going to get ready. We better be ready. We got to get real. It's time to get right, and it's time to be ready. Because
Amen.
The word of God says no man knows the day or the hour that I'm going to come back
right.
here for you. So, you know, you can listen to them folks talking about, oh, yeah, he coming back September 28th. Oh, he coming back. Oh, yeah, he coming back in January 2022. Whatever. The word of God says no man knows the hour that I return.
Amen.
So don't get caught with your work undone. Because when he comes back, we can't be standing outside the gate talking about, can you hook a sister or brother up? Okay? You know.
Amen.
You should have been hooked up. You should have been already hooked up a long time ago. So if you just now, when you know, you just now asking for a hookup, you ask for the hookup too late. In the name of Jesus. So we just want to praise God for the message. And as our beautiful sister evangelist Kathy Horton says, for the messenger. And we just, I don't have to pray that you got something out of this. I know you did.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you did, and I just praise God for it. So now I'm going to have Mother Mitchell bring us the benediction, and I will dismiss you. Glory to God. What a beautiful service we have had.
Yes. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now listen, saints of God, if you are in the East Bay, Oakland area, hallelujah, I encourage you to reach out to Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because she is a woman of God that will truly, truly equip you for the work of the ministry. So we just once again want to praise God for her and the work of her hands, because she is definitely an obedient servant. One thing I can say about this woman of God, she is not going to do anything unless Father God himself says so. So we pray that you have that same attitude and you take that with you throughout your week. We pray that you continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow, join me for Taking It to the Streets, where I will be joined by the beautiful and most anointed, hallelujah, First Lady and Evangelist, Yvetta Thomas, hallelujah. So we just pray that you continue to be blessed today, acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it's our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. And remember, you're dismissed. God loves you, but so do we. Bye-bye, everybody. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful job, everyone. What a phenomenal
God
service. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm a continue
praise
to praise.
God.
I'm going to hang up, but I'm going to continue to praise him. Hallelujah.
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 We love you.
We love you.
Amen.